of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart, Newcastle. Okay, so you have all driven late at night, and Professor Cromworth was apparently is the one who had the car. We'll say that he had the car waiting for you.
Yep.
The one we stole. Excellent.
Yes, yes.
That explains why it was so well timed.
He was the car thief. To a wooded area just outside of Cardington, with carrying with you the dead body of your friend Dr. Worthington.
Aww.
Mostly unconscious, although just now coming around, body of the airship engineer, Mr. Sam Miller.
And I'm assuming that I'm sitting in the back seat, passed out next to the other stiff.
Well, aren't you, didn't we...
What did you just throw the doctor out in the trunk there?
Well, the doctor was in the trunk, pulled up in the carpet.
Oh, right, yes.
And you would be out in the grass, I think, surrounded by a weird
by you symbol. Guys?
Well, us guys, a weird symbol and some shan guts.
All right.
I think the shotgun blast probably woke you up.
Yeah. What's going on here? What, Major Barker?
Well, what do you have to say?
What am I doing here? What do I have to say for myself? What do you have to say for me? Why am I out here?
What do you remember last?
Well, I remember talking to the major and the doctor. Where's the doctor?
Well, you kind of a long story. Maybe we should go to a bar, as opposed to hanging out in the middle of the woods at night.
Yes, I don't know why we're out here. What is this thing next to me? Pointing to the dead Shan.
It's part of the story.
You can make a sanity roll, Mr. Miller.
All right.
Awesome.
Starting the morning off right.
So I have a question for you, Mr. Miller. Do you remember going for brunch with the mayor and the doctor then?
Yes, that was the other day, yes. I remember having brunch with the major and the doctor and... guess the last thing I remember would be letting the major and doctor in to talk to them earlier, and now I'm here.
So I have another question for you. Why we found something in the drawer in your kitchen? You know what a shantak is?
Jim, I don't think I have any explanation for that spell. Correct.
Actually, you do.
Oh, okay. And I did pass my sanity.
Okay, then no sand loss for seeing giant bug guts. yes, you are convinced, although you don't know, you don't remember where you got it from, you don't remember who gave it to you, but you know that, and you don't know specifically what a shantak is, but you know that spell was something that you were supposed to use in case... saboteurs ever came around. In case you ever found out that somebody was trying to sabotage the R101 project. That was your defense.
Given to me by who?
You don't remember.
Well, and I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
Mr. Krieg.
Mr. Krieg, nice to meet you. Sam Miller.
Yes. I met you last night, although you don't remember.
Okay. So yeah. This is a shantak. Yes, this is some emergency instructions for me to use in case saboteurs ever came to take over the R101. Sorry, I can't say I remember who gave it to me, or that I even exactly know what it does.
But you don't remember killing the doctor with it?
No. The doctor's dead?
I'll open up the trunk and show him.
Oh. So much for a nice, gentle reveal at a bar. Excellent.
Oh, okay, so I'm guessing another sanity roll for me?
Yeah, I think you can make a sanity roll for...
Ot 7. Boom.
Never mind.
Best character.
It's like, I've seen math problems that are scarier than this. Come on, guys. I'm an engineer. So, yeah. Oh, but that... Oh, my gosh. That is just so unfortunate. No, I don't remember anything of the sort.
Who, have there been any sort of oddities? Simon, I know you told. By the way, I'm Philip. Nice to meet you.
Oh yes, Philip. Sam Miller. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. I know you told my friends here, the major, that although things had been going kind of slowly on the project, it was progressing. But it seems like there's been some. Must have been some weird. Weirdness around either people or events. Is there anything?
Well, there were those strange people that Mr. Wilkinson said he saw talking in the drawing room about that other project. I believe that was the only thing that Mr. Miller knew. I don't recall anything else other than those that little incident.
Yeah, that and the you would be aware that when Roland Timmons' company moved the second airship shed from Cardington to Newcastle, or not to Newcastle, to Timmons.
Pullum.
Yes, that it struck you. It still strikes you as a little odd, you know, because it was a sudden, unexpected thing that, you know, obviously delayed. introduced delays into the project.
Right. As will happen with splitting the work in two locations.
Yep.
Yes, well, you know, other than, and actually, Jim, what would Mr. Miller, what are his feelings towards Russell Timmons?
He would think that Mr. Miller would think that, although he's not, you know, personally... you know, introduced to Mr. Timmons, but he did meet him. He would find that Mr. Timmons is a sharp in a, you know, very a good businessman, but somewhat pompous and self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Does he think he knows everything about Zeppelins?
Yeah. Perhaps a bit ruthless.
Okay. Okay. Well, other than that strange business in the drawing room and the obvious moving of the half of our airship project to Pullum, and I would shake my head like that was a stupid idea. That's quite strange.
Major, do you have those notes that you found in the office in the drawing room?
Yes, of course.
I wonder if we should get Mr. Miller's take on these.
Specifically the calculations, or what you're...
To my friends in the South, Well, I delivered, now you must deliver. I must deliver.
That was the original plan before he attacked.
Right, exactly. And now we think he won't attack us.
Killed a good man tonight.
That wasn't him.
As far as you know. Can I get idea rolls from everyone except for Sam Miller?
All right.
Idea roll?
That's a pass.
That's a pass.
Oh, and Gary, good to have you with us, bud.
Oh, thanks very much. It's good to be back.
Hell yeah.
I think that's a fail.
Well, for those of you who passed, as Mr. Boone makes that comment about it wasn't him, it occurs to you that, you know, okay, yes, there was a Shan in this guy's head, but you don't really know what the relationship is between the Shan in the head and the person and their, you know, their actions.
Right. I mean, yeah, we do know though that Ray, I think Seth,
yeah,
acted very differently
at some point, and then we got rid of the sand, and he went back to his normal self, right?
Correct.
Now, I was wondering if the Chan could be, you know, in some sort of dormant state, you know, just waiting and listening and, you know, going through all that that person is going through. And then whenever it wants to take over, it can do it. So I wonder if the Chan is being with you know, Miller for quite a while. That's why he doesn't remember who gave him the spell. But as soon as we you know, got in to confront him, then the Chan took over.
Yeah, I guess it makes more sense than that the Chan took over, entered his head at the moment that we walked him out. Yeah,
that's right.
And you guys have not informed him that bug guts thing that's on the ground that was what was in his head yet, correct?
No, we haven't.
All right. More sand rolls coming up.
Although you can actually, Mr. Miller, you don't even need to make an idea roll. As they're discussing it, the information that I gave you in the one email about what you remember and what you don't.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I passed my idea roll, so I pieced that together.
Yep.
Was that that thing was in my head, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Oh my god! It all makes sense now.
Wait. So you did know about it?
No. I you know, over the past year or so, sometimes I've had it every once in a while, a day where I wake up and I don't remember anything from the night before. I'm not an exceptionally heavy drinker. Just thought maybe I'd been overworked, and that happens every once in a while until now. I also, now thinking back and now that it's gone, I seem to remember a sort of tightness, like a continual headache that I've had since about a year ago, and it's just, I guess I just got used to it and it being there. But now that it's gone...
Those people visited you?
I'm sorry?
Since those people visited you?
Would that timeline line up there, Jim?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess that would be about the same time, yes.
So, something you might think about over the next couple days is, did you ever sort of try to figure out what you had done during those missing times? Do you have any evidence or, you know, did you sort of ask people, did you see me yesterday? Doesn't that really be a little strange?
No. Yes, that would be a little strange. No, I just thought it was normal and maybe I was just overtired. But now it makes sense. Maybe I was doing something. I shudder at the fact, at the thought.
Well, maybe you would want to join us now that you're sort of aware firsthand of some bigger issues than getting a Zeppelin to fly around the world.
Yes. Well, that's
maybe still related.
Still quite a big issue, getting that Zeppelin around the world. But interesting. I'm intrigued.
Something to put your engineering mind to work on.
Yes. Yes, I do believe I will join you, gents, if that is fine with you.
There is evil, Mr. Miller. We want to stop it. But
indeed,
things are going to happen to us, as you can see what happened to the poor doctor. By your hands, even though you don't remember it.
Well, if you say that's what happened, I will regret my actions, even though I don't remember them.
Let the man redeem himself.
Yes. How can I help? How can I help you, gentlemen?
You know how to dig a groove.
Dig a groove. Double take. Huh? Dig a grave.
I thought Major Barker was arguing for a proper funeral of Dr. Worthington.
He also has a dark sense of humor.
well,
are we going to do with this body? How are we going to explain his horrific
injury? Yeah, I think we need to bury him.
Yeah, we need to bury him here. That's what I said to you, you know. And you.
I think we're the only people who can give him a proper burial, and it really doesn't matter where it happens.
Right, I agree.
Oh, the major knows that the doctor would be happy anywhere, as long as someone knows where he is.
Well, exactly. So
maybe we can send an anonymous letter to his family, letting them know where the body is.
Oh, I don't know about that part.
Yeah. Suspicious.
BT Dub, here's your location of his body. Just follow the dotted line until you reach the X in the middle of the forest.
Doctor is now 6 feet under the, you know, this forest. You can find his body. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we need to start digging. So
if you gentlemen need some help, I would be more than happy to help you. Especially being that you say that I killed this doctor while I was under duress.
Let's do it. And then it seems like it might be worth our while tomorrow to try to go to Pullum. And see what they're actually doing up there. We are thinking that those you said that your friend there saw drawings of something other than the airship, and it seems like those drawings are no longer in the drawings office. So maybe whatever it is that's being built is being built up at Pullum with the resources that ought to be going to the here for the Zeppelin, the airship.
Yes, that is definitely something I would want to find out. I'm assuming that my credentials would get me in there, Jim, to the Pullum facility.
You would not assume that at all, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because the Pullum facility is entirely Roland Timmons.
Hmm.
And that if you wanted access to the Pullum facility, you would probably need to go to Newcastle first and, you know, get some sort of identification or access or something from Timmons' actual, you know, offices.
Now, here's the thing. Do you guys think that, like, the Chan will be able to communicate in telepathic form?
Yes, I feel like the idea roll that we rolled 2 weeks ago gave us somehow the idea that even though the cultists couldn't communicate because we'd killed them all, that there was some sort of hive mentality going on that would put people here on the alert.
Okay. This guy should know that we're coming for him. Right now, probably Sean already told him that we were spilling it from Mr. Miller.
Do we know? Do they communicate in a hive like mind?
You don't know that, but you
don't know.
We believe that.
We believe that. Yeah.
You don't have any particular evidence for that one way or the other, but it's certainly a possibility.
Well, we know that we're buzzing.
We should learn that.
Mm. Mm.
So I guess we're digging with the little shovel that was in the boot of the car.
How convenient. Yes. Okay, yeah. So, you know, it's a small shovel, but taking turns through the night, you're able to bury Dr. Worthington.
We'll bury him in the rug.
Fair enough.
Assuming Mr. Miller doesn't mind.
No, quite good. That should serve for a interim coffin for him. It's the least I can do, being that I killed him, you say?
I don't know if we have somebody who remembers the doctor better than me who would say anything.
Well, probably the major. Or hopefully the major.
If only we had a nice...
I'll avenge you.
If only we had taken one of those nice beehive markers.
We do know some monumental masons down in
there. Exactly. We'll come back at some point. And,
burn them up and place an order.
So by the time you finish burying him, it's just before dawn.
Yeah, we should go somewhere and get some sleep. Somewhere that is not Cardington.
Well, gentlemen, if we wanted to get into Pullum, I believe I might be able to get some credentials in Newcastle. I might need to speak to Mr. Timmond to gain access to the base.
Mm. That Timmond is the... who we suspect is part of the Chen conspiracy now.
Correct.
So we're going to kill him
first. Yeah. We'll have to get, I guess, the credentials from somewhere else, Mr. Miller.
Well, I might not necessarily have to deal directly with Timmond, just the branch of the project that's at that location might be able to stop by, surprise inspection.
There were also some... German spies who were caught on base earlier today. You probably don't recall that discussion either.
You don't say? What they were caught? What happened?
Well, perhaps the major had better explain.
Well, let's just say you weren't the only person killing people yesterday.
My dear. Yesterday was just jam-packed with action. I guess I guess not, Major. Sorry. Yes, I'm. You know, Major, I just pieced that together now that had that thing in my head. Maybe if I had known before, I would have been able to do something about it.
Guess we can ask people if they have frequent headaches. That's good to know.
Yeah,
blackouts and loss of time.
Blackout. Yeah, although that type of questioning I could imagine could also set off
the channel. Correct.
Chen, which would be another way of finding out. So that's all not all bad. Maybe a way to figure these things out.
You know what we can say? We can say that the Germans' spies have put some sort of, some sort of chemical component in the food, and this is the expected, the... People are starting to have headaches and forget about things. So if you know that one of your co-workers has been going through these kind of symptoms, to report it to you. to report it to you, and then we'll have a list of names, hopefully, right?
I like that.
I like that idea too, Mr. Krieg.
So that's a start.
Well, I guess I could go inform the base doctor before we leave here, and that way if they hear of anything while we're gone, they can inform us.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
With Miller, with you with us, I'm just trying to think the likelihood of it being a bad idea for us to go into Cardington. And maybe it's not so bad.
Well, didn't we have a tour scheduled for tomorrow as well?
For today?
Yes, this morning. Well, we could make it an early tour.
Isn't that a bit redundant now that we've...
Well, I'm just saying for a reason to have you with me on base, and then I could inform them of the... chemical poisoning.
So that would look better.
Gold lies elsewhere. Currently, we need to figure out what this Timmons is up to.
Well, along the same lines, we could show up and say that we have information on the spies coming to Cardington, so we wanted to make sure that they were fully prepared in case anything similar happens at Pullum.
I'm just wondering if we could somehow ask that you, you had one to our advisor, went to Mr. Timmons, if you had new orders from our masters or something like that.
Yes, we could try something like that, Major.
If he doesn't know what you're talking about, then one of two things. He doesn't know what you're talking about, or not letting on he does, or not letting on.
And...
Do we lose?
Yep.
So what's the plan?
Yeah, I guess finding out about existing troublemakers that are still on the base in Cardington, maybe we don't care about. So we either go to Newcastle or try to get on to Pullum without permission. Not that we would ever do such a thing, of course. So yeah, I guess we should go see what Timon has to say for himself.
Yes, I could just drop in on Timon and
meet him.
Meet him?
So you've never met him?
Well, no, I've met him, but. I haven't talked to him at any length. Just met him in passing once. I'm sure he came by the base and introduced himself to everyone. Oh, yes, hello, yes, I'm your money. Yes, you're doing what I need. Okay. Don't screw it up. Things like that.
Sounds good.
And, Jim, I don't think Timon would have been the one to hire me as the lead engineer, would he?
Nope.
Yeah, so... Just our benefactor. Well?
Yeah, it'd be good to see why he really wants this to happen.
Well, I'm here I'm here to help you gentlemen, so if you would like me to try and bluff my way into Mr. Timmond's good graces, I'm more than happy to try for you.
Sure. Let's go get some sleep somewhere first.
Very well. Well, you gentlemen are more than welcome to stay at my house, if you so desire.
I think we should head off and stop at the first appropriate town we get to.
Very well.
Thank you.
Well, y'all are, you know, not far outside Bedford. So you would probably, you know, if you're not going back into Cardington, then Bedford would be, you know, where you're going through in order to drive up to Newcastle. It does occur to you, however, that Newcastle is a long ways away.
Yeah, that's the problem I was thinking of, as opposed to Pullum, which is fairly close, right? Relatively speaking.
Closer-ish, yes.
Yeah, well, we can't fly, because this darn airship's not done yet.
Well, do they have any smaller airships, Jim? I do know how to fly them.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm afraid they don't.
Little test project.
But you do have a car. You know, you figure it's going to be, you know, around a 6-hour drive to get to Newcastle. If you know, but if you guys are wanting to sleep, you know, you could. You could do a driver rotation thing and sleep in the car.
That seems good.
I'd be amenable to that.
I think that's a good plan. I've got my car. We can get down there.
Let's go.
Very well.
Okay. So you drive and, you know, presumably rotate drivers every, you know, hour or so. So everyone gets a chance to get plenty of sleep, or at least, you know, 5-6 hours of sleep, and you know, there's five of you, so you know, if you only drive an hour each, then you know everyone is sleeping most of the way, and you make it to Newcastle, you know, by the mid afternoon.
All right.
Well, I think we'd all grab some lunch and then figure out what I'm going to say to Mr. Timmond.
Should we grab a hotel also?
Well, hopefully we'll just be driving right out of here later tonight and going to... Whatchamacallit? Pullum.
Pullum? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think probably just use the restroom, clean myself up a little bit, make myself a little more presentable. Not too presentable, as I think I'm going to be using... Well, am I going in saying that, pretending like I'm still possessed by the Shan, or saying that I'm here to inform him of the German spies?
Didn't you get the impression that the Shan had shifted their focus from the British airship to the German? That's what we had concluded.
It seemed like there were... So the calculations... There were calculations failing to prove that the Germans couldn't do it, and failing to prove that the R-101 could do it. So it seems like that they may be actually operating on parallel tracks, but I don't think we have reason to believe that they have given up on the R-101 or whatever this alternative project is.
We know where the German one is.
I assume Mr. Miller does. I don't know.
What was that, John? Something I couldn't barely hear you.
And do we know where the German one is based?
In Germany?
Yeah. Not in England.
Got a location.
Yes, actually you would. Yes, because you know that they're starting their circumnavigation in Friedrichshafen, which is where the Zeppelin airship works is. So you would assume it's in Friedrichshafen. German. And as you're trying to think of ways to get into excuses to be seeing Mr. Timmon, how about some idea roll?
That's a 99.
Oh, you're going to have the best idea ever.
best 63. Idea.
63 here, success.
success for Philip Boone.
The second letter that you have from Roland Timmond to the cultists in Cardington has an indication of something that the cultists in Cardington were wanting from Mr. Timmond. So it may not be completely unreasonable for them to be, you know, for them to have sent a representative to Newcastle to, you know, ask collect. Again.
This is the contribution noted, but you'll only get your reward when they triumph.
Sorry, the next part after that.
I didn't write down the next part because you were going too quickly.
Oh.
Do we have the note somewhere?
Unfortunately, we don't have the image of it. But the next sentence after that says, "No, comma, you cannot be passengers or stewards. You must remain in case of failure."
Oh, right. So that may be what they want. Okay. That seems like a great idea. You'll never get shot doing that.
Oh, no. Well, yes, I guess I could go collect from Mr. Timmond, see where our contribution is.
Okay, so Mr. Miller, you're going to make your way over to the Timmond's offices?
Yes, so does he have, offices in town? I wouldn't be going to, his house.
Well, yeah. He owns a bridge building firm, an ironworks, and a shipyard, which are all right along the River Tyne, in Newcastle. And you would know that his offices are there amongst that rather large industrial estate.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, does anyone want to go with me as my assistant? But I guess not, since I'm pretending I'm possessed still by the Shan. Okay, solo, into the mouth of danger.
Hey, ask him about his headaches.
Well, I guess they wouldn't be headaches if he was possessed, would they?
That is correct.
It would just be normalcy. No, your possession going fine? Yes? Okay, sweet. Mine too. bug in the head still feeling good? Well, the butterfly's good, so everything else is fine.
So you're sending Mr. Miller all by himself. Okay.
No, you guys are so kind.
No, I think somebody can go with him.
How about a German assistant?
with a Boston accent.
Yes, I'm sorry. Bostonian. I'm from Boston.
Yeah, well, I could go with you and play
volunteer
dumb.
Well,
sure.
Very well. Mr. Boom could be my engineering assistant.
Oh, how about your driver?
Yeah,
chauffeur. Driver works.
Okay.
I think Professor Cromwell suggested he could go too.
Yep, Professor, indeed I did. Yes, I did.
More than welcome to come.
Okay, I'll sit behind with the mayor then.
Okay, so the three of you make your way to the Timmins Industrial Estate. It is, like, say, right on the River Tyne. It's a huge industrial estate. In the center of it, there's a office complex, which, you know, you can tell from the way it's situated, has a very nice view of, you know, the entire industrial works as well as the river itself. And you make your way in, and there's, you know, signs directing to people's offices and so forth. And you make your way up to Roland Timmons' office, and there's a it's one of those offices where there's, you know, an outer area with the secretary and then, you know, a door that you would presume is his actual office. And the secretary is there. She's an older lady, neatly dressed, very severe kind of look to her. She looks up as you come in. Yes, can I help you?
Yes. Hello, miss. I'm here to see Mr. Timmond. Mr. Sam Miller.
Yes, and you are?
Lead engineer of... And this is my colleague, the professor. Okay. And then Mr. Boone, I'm assuming if you're the driver, you didn't come in, or are you coming in?
I won't come into the main office. I'll just wait out here. So I'll just be quietly in the background of this room.
As backup, in case... Okay.
And this is my driver over here. If he maybe needs any water or something, would you care to assist him, miss?
No, I would not care to assist him. You're Mr. Miller. Where are you from again?
Cardington.
Cardington, yes. And what is your business with Mr. Timmon?
Sorry, that is none of your business. This is a personal matter I need to speak with Mr. Timmon about one of his projects.
She kind of, you know, lowers her head and looks at you over the rim of her glasses.
Nice.
Yes. What is your business with Mr. Timmons?
As I stated, miss, this is a personal matter to do with a project of his. I don't know who you are, so I can't release any details to you. This is a military operation. You must understand.
Now look, Mr. Miller. Mr. Timmons is a very important, very busy man. There's nothing he is involved in that I am not aware of, and I am not going to let you in to see him unless you tell me why it is that you want to see him.
Well, if you must know, German spies.
German spies. That's going to be a fast talk role, I think.
You don't believe it, though.
Good luck. Good luck to me.
That's right. At least you believe it. That's going to be a bonus.
Fail.
No, Mr. Miller, the real reason you're here?
I don't know what to tell you, miss.
I'm
here to talk to him about a project. In Cardington.
I know that Mr. Timmond has already told you people in Cardington that you are not allowed to come. So what other possible reason could you have for being here?
Well, miss, I'm at a loss. I was here to speak to Mr. Timmond about this project, something that developed over in Cardington. I'm sorry I don't have more information to give to you, but as I stated, I have some sensitive information here for Mr. Timmond.
Mr. Miller, look, I take it this gentleman doesn't want to actually speak to any other investors, so we should leave. I mean... sounds like he doesn't. He's not interested in any more money invested in this project. And no. I'd to walk out.
Money? Yes. What,
quite all right.
Just a second, and, Professor. What money is this that you're referring to?
Oh, well, my friend, Mr. Miller here, let me in on I've been looking to invest recently a substantial amount, but...
No, that's quite all right, Professor. We don't... That we've already... She didn't have time for us today. That's quite all right.
I opened the door for them.
Well, if you're an investor, Professor Cromwell, just a moment. Let me see if Mr. Timmon is available.
Thank you.
Suddenly, the dollar signs in her eyes.
The pound signs.
Oh, yeah, pound signs. Excuse me. I didn't do my conversion.
They're much larger.
She goes into the door that would go that you would assume leads into Timmon's office. Closes it behind her. Comes back out. Yes, Mr. Timmon can see you, Professor. Right this way, please.
Indeed.
Oh, I like that, Professor only.
No, Mr. Miller, come with me.
Girl, Miss, may I enter as well?
I suppose.
Oh, why, thank you so much. You have been a pleasure, dripping with sarcasm.
So as you enter the office, a man gets up and walks over to shake your hand. He introduces himself as Mr. Roland Timmon. He looks to be in his mid-50s. He's wearing a very expensive suit, rather kind of obviously ostentatiously expensive. He's overweight and balding. Professor, Mr. Timmon, I understand you're interested in investing in the airship project.
Indeed. I was introduced by my friend, Mr. Miller here, who was nice enough to give me a brief peek at the Cardington site, and I was definitely interested in exploring more options.
Miller, yes, I remember you, Mr. Miller, you're the engineer down there in Cardington.
Yes, lead engineer, Mr. Timmons. Good to see you again.
Yes, of course. Good to see you, Mr. Whatever your name was. Professor, investment, yes. We can certainly use some new blood in the project.
Indeed. I'd be intrigued to... as I said, I have had a small look at it, and I'd... I have to follow my due diligence for me and my friends and take a bit more of a look, but there is definitely interest there.
Ah, well, wonderful. Well, I must apologize, Professor. I am rather busy today. However, perhaps you could come to my home this evening for some dinner and we could discuss the possibilities then.
Sounds excellent.
Yes, quite nice. Injecting myself into the invitation.
Yes, Professor. You may, of course, bring your assistant here, Mr. Miller.
Biting my tongue.
Do you mind if I bring a couple of the other gentlemen who are interested also in investing?
Oh, well, certainly. If there's an investment team, is it?
It is. Ah. There's a few of us with a group of us, some here from the UK and some from back home in America.
Ah, American money. Ah, even better. Yes, of course. Bring them all.
Greedy bastard.
Do you have a car? I can send a car around to collect you all if you'd like.
Oh, no, I have a car. If you wish, if you don't mind the time and address, we will be there.
Oh, that would be just fine. Perhaps, let's say, 8 o'clock, and he gives you an address.
Excellent. Fantastic. We'll see you at 8 tonight.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Miss Webb, if you would see them out, please. Yes, of course, Mr. Timmons. She sees you out.
Yep.
Mr. Boone, bring the car around, please.
Yes, sir.
As we're standing out there waiting for the car and we're when we're alone, I look to Mr. Miller and say, see, that's how you do it.
Yes. My pride is definitely hurt there.
Well, to be fair, Mr. Miller doesn't really have as much experience in all this cloak and dagger investigation.
That is true.
Yes. Well, Professor.
He's new at this.
I can say we could... you did say you had some drawings and things calculating the paths of the Graf Zeppelin compared to the R101?
Indeed.
Yes. Well, in case our German friend / investor / Bostonian, you could say that maybe he was from Germany and had some information on the Zeppelin.
Yes, indeed.
And bring that notebook. That would probably further entice Mr. Timmons to being helpful.
Yes. The first step is to mention money. Always get some.
Indeed. Well, thank you, sir, as a crash course in skullduggery.
Okay, so we'll head back to the others since we've now got an appointment with them in the evening.
Yeah.
All right. Well done.
Gentlemen, we have a dinner date. And some of you will need to clean up. Some of you will. Fine.
All right.
Mr. Krieg, you must, I believe you'll have to German up your accent a little bit.
Oh, it shouldn't be... German? I do some basic German, but I'm not something to impress, you know, a German speaker, so...
Oh, no, no, just for show. I don't believe Mr. Timmons is a German speaker.
Okay.
So, is our plan the same as last night?
You mean, just go in and see what happens?
Knock him out, cast out Shan.
Could do.
Well, he's going to have servants and stuff, I assume.
Yes, I'd say so.
Now, well, we need this access to, you know, maybe the drawing room and see if we can get into engineering and, you know, see what is the progress of the project.
Well, this,
I was wondering
we're going,
if mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to his house for
yes,
dinner, not to the base.
You mean the conversation.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Somehow it would be nice to get him to bring up this alternate project which he happens to be working on, which could make a lot more money. You know, if somehow he can be enticed to talk about whatever he's actually doing in Pullum.
Well, actually, that with the drawings, I guess that could make a lot of sense, because you were saying that the drawings calculated and said that, didn't they say that the R101...
They didn't show that it could do it.
Right. So, no concrete proof so far.
Right,
that
exactly.
That R101 is going to be successful.
Exactly. So,
so
maybe
why would we? So why would perfect. You invest? Yeah. Why would you invest in the R101 when the information you've found from your German investor says that it won't be successful?
Doesn't say that it'll be right. That we have no proof that it will be successful. And maybe there's some other project which would be better. You need to have a good cop, bad cop thing going.
Indeed, I've already shown my willingness to invest, so I'll probably want to be the good cop.
Well, and he already doesn't like me.
So you're out. Well, you don't have money anyway. You don't count.
You don't have money. You're not an investor.
Yeah, I'm an engineer. Come on.
Right.
I'm just a worker bee.
But the pessimistic German, perhaps,
yes,
could be the one who keeps pushing back and saying, no, we can't invest, unless we really know that things are
you know, that it's going to work.
Okay. And let's see. What is the mayor going to do?
Sit there and look majorly?
Or he could be a military specialist, an advisor to the investment group.
Well, have we decided whether we're going to go in as pretend to be also Shand people?
Well, this is what I was thinking. We could go in with the investor story, and I could try and find a point where I could pull Mr. Timmond aside and show him the note and be like, look, Timmond, this, I'm really not here for this. This is just a byproduct of a happy accident that I found some investors for you, but I'm really here to see what's going on with this business of what you owe us.
Okay, how about this?
Only if things are going poorly.
The letter mentions there's something you stop trying to get onto the flight. You can't. There's no more room. Why am I basically paraphrasing that correctly?
Yes. It wasn't a lack of room. It was that somebody needed to be available
to stay behind. Right.
My impression is there are all these Shan people that want to be on the flight for some reason.
Right.
What if we just drop the pretense of trying to weasel our way on and just say, he already seems to be willing to listen to money.
Just buy your way on?
Want to buy a place. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be an appropriate request for someone that wants to invest lots of money.
That's true. Yeah, as part of the investment, you would expect to be one of the passengers if you're going to invest a large amount.
Indeed,
happy to invest in, provided you know we're able to get passage on the inaugural flight
and get a tour, so we can get access to the base.
Well, I think the tour thing is so that's why somehow you need to get him to bring up this other project, which he would be excited to have investments in, you know.
Right, which that's what I'm thinking. Mr. Krieg could bring up the R101 projections.
Right, exactly.
And, you know.
Where did we get them from? Spice?
I would say that you got them from your contacts in Germany or something like that. Make it more credible story for you.
Because the trouble is we still don't know very much about what's actually going on. We don't know which airship they're going to use. We don't know what they want it for. So the moment we start saying things about things we don't fully understand, we're opening ourselves up to be quizzed on the details and basically to be exposed.
Exactly, whereas yeah. Now, I'm with the major on this one.
You should just say, you know what we're here for. We want a place. We're willing to pay for it. And then see what is said in response to that. I think we're likely to get far more useful information that way. We need to give away as little as possible and try and get the most back.
Mm. Yeah, that's a possibility. It's just once our cover's blown, we can't go back.
Well, if we just, I don't know, go there and say something like £5,000 each, how much we're willing to pay.
But we want to be on the trip.
Yeah, that's what we like.
And that we're Shan infested, correct? Or that's how we're going to be acting?
Well,
but see, that's maybe, what I think is strange, because maybe I don't think the Shan would be monetarily motivated.
Not everyone who works for the Shan is a Shan.
Right. No.
Just seems like the important people.
he's currently, and don't forget, they're not, as you notice yourself, you're not continually controlled by the Shan.
Right.
We know so, that people that are still have their, you know, this guy seems interested in money, so it's not like all the human desires are taken away. So.
Yeah. Right. Well, at least it could he wasn't being controlled.
Yeah, if he was totally focused on the Shan, then
the
he
Shan,
wouldn't
you know,
have been.
Maybe the Shan don't have the enough money.
Maybe. Who can say? We don't understand the machinations of the Shan.
Putting it mildly.
They're always going to need money for a project like this, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, that's why I thought I'd use that.
Right.
Well, it's your gentleman's party. I'm just along for the ride. Whatever you decide, I'll be fine with.
I'm with the major on this one, going in and basically saying, okay, have a talk with them, do small talk, and then say, okay, let's get down to the point. This is how much we're interested in investing, but we also, as part of our Bessman, we would like to be on the first voyage.
Why do you want to? Why is that important to push? I feel like what's really important is to find out what's going on in and to get access to Pullum.
Yeah, that's what I would think too.
We're gonna be able to put the money down anyway.
Say again, yeah.
Do we even know if anything's actually happening in Norfolk? This other place?
Yeah, I mean that's well.
There's a second project.
We're pretty confident there's a secret project going on there. Or by we, I mean I am anyway. I don't
know. Yeah, Miller, Sam is as well. I mean, his friend Wilkinson disappeared off there after he heard those people talking about it. And
right.
But here's the thing: we can't say anything like, you know, we need to wait for him.
But I think that having Krieg say that he's not convinced that the R101 is a
fly. Oh, okay.
I mean, yes, because I don't see why saying that you want to get on the R101 is going to push him to tell us about this other project. Whereas I feel like saying if Krieg says the R101's not going to make it. Yeah, there must be, you know, we need something else.
Something else.
Exactly.
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 I think they're not using the R101 anyway. They're using the graph one. So I still maintain we should just go in and say, you know what we want. Just leave everything implied and then see how he responds to that.
Yeah. And remember, at the end, we're not going to get on that chip. Basically, we want to blow it up. Blow it up, right? At the end, I guess.
Maybe.
I think
you're leaving the conclusions here a little bit.
Well, I think that's a very German solution to that problem there, Mr. Krieg.
Why do we want to have the Chang having access to a ship that is going to take being around the world?
Well, we could get rid of the Chang. That seems good, but I mean... Frankly, I think it would be good if our boys could put this over on the Germans and succeed in going around the world.
Okay, so right now it seems like we're a little split on going in with the failing R101 / investors needing a different avenue route, or look, you know why we're here, Shan route.
I mean, the idea behind going to dinner with this guy is to have him talking about the other project, the one that we believe is going on behind the scenes. He doesn't bring it up, then we'll have to be forced to request a trip to, you know, the progress of whatever they have going here to see if we really want to invest. Once we get access, we can get a better picture of, you know, what's the progress. But I believe we want to stop them from achieving, you know, creating this ship. I thought we were planning at the end to blow it into pieces. Why is everyone never, now?
I have never had that thought. I'm sure it's going to happen, but I've never had that thought.
Yeah, I think stopping the Shan was always our main goal.
I think that will be very exciting.
Mr. Miller is against blowing up the airship 100%.
Yeah.
So, no, you can't do that. No, we'll just stop them from using it. You're not blowing up the airship.
How are we going to do that if we don't know who the Chang are?
Well, once we figure out why they want the ship, then
we'll
know better what to do.
I think going the investment route and basically saying, look, to make sure that our investments, our money is going to be used wisely, we'd like to see the operations and see the development of the Zeppelins.
Both halves of the operation.
Yeah, I think we're all on board with that. I think the only difference is, Jonathan, you want us to go in pretending like we're know what's going on behind the scenes, and we are possessed by the Shan. We don't want to be left behind. We want to buy our way onto the ship. whereas the other route, we want to go just as investors saying, hey, you know, we need to see what's going on before we actually give you money.
Just reading the letters, it says, no, you cannot be stewards. So clearly there's roles for people to serve the Shan. You know, it sounds like people want to be on this because it's going to be prestigious for some reason.
Right.
So,
right. Well, because last time I think we were talking about how, you know, most of the people that are going to be on that inaugural flight are going to be politicians, famous people, movie stars, which I was thinking they probably want to possess.
Anyway.
They want to possess those important people, I'm thinking.
Well, I don't think it's going to be as suspicious for us to go in and say that we want to be on it.
Oh, no, not at all. No. I don't think that's certainly one of the, but I don't know what, I agree that that's certainly something an investor would want.
We really have very little to go on here, so that's why it's so hard to know what approach to take.
I mean, you can certainly make that one of the demands or one of the requests be as part of investing that you want to go on the thing. But I think that but what's really important, I think, is getting the getting access to.
Guys,
we could ask what the contingency plans are.
Yeah.
In case Germans resolve their technical issues.
Here's the thing. I don't believe they want to get people on the Zeppelin and, you know, infest, you know, certain people. I see something darker here. Because if they wanted to go to any other place around the globe, they could do it. They don't have to invest on this kind of project, you know, their time on this kind of huge project. What if they need to get on the air so they can spread something that will, you know, they need to get up so they can spread whatever they use to infect people. We don't know how they do it, actually. You know, what if
they
just want to release some larvae in the air and you know, invest a huge population in the world and take over?
Well, and I'm still, there's something about the 28-day thing. Which, I've actually wondered if there's some kind of ritual that has to be done within a month or for whatever, you know, for whatever reason, or I don't know. But
so if there's a deadline, you know, that's what I was saying. We should blow it up to pieces. They won't have access to, you know, to go up
but
and
unless,
do whatever they want to do on the 28th.
If there's any other option.
So. We need to figure out what they're trying to do first.
Yeah.
We can't just blow up the airship. They'll just try again, won't they?
Yeah.
Agreed. And if there's any other option other than blowing it up, I think we should pursue it.
Yeah.
We should kill them all.
Yeah, agreed.
But we need to know who they are first.
Who they are, what they're doing, how we can find them.
Yeah. Which means we need to, you know, try to get access to records and information.
So this guy should have some sort of letters in his house. So let's apply the same thing that already worked with Miller. I'm sorry, Miller, but we kind of did that to you. We lure him out of his house. We go out for dinner somewhere else, and you know the others can break in and go through his stuff.
Servant.
Well, now that we know where his house is, we could always break in on another night, let's put it that way, or when he's out at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's already scheduled dinner at his house for this evening.
Yeah,
so
he gave us the address, so we know where it is.
Well, we can break in after dinner.
No, I wouldn't break in after dinner. It's too suspicious.
Or we could just, some people could distract him and talk to him while we're all there, and you could, already being in the house... go snoop around.
I believe that's more difficult to pull. But and the other thing is this. Maybe he already knows that we are after the champ, because the champ that was in Mr. Miller's head already contacted, right? So,
yeah. In which case,
you know,
just some poison.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, they're going to put whatever they put to infest people in our drinks and food, and we'll be all chant tomorrow. And that's probably why he invited us for dinner tonight, you know?
I'm willing to shoot you if that's what it takes afterwards.
Oh, Mr. Boom.
It wasn't the money or anything that got him inviting us to dinner.
No, I don't think so. He wants to... I don't think so. You know, if he already knows and he's acting as a Shang, he wants us there. And that's what we've been doing, you know. We've been fool enough to go and pretend that they don't know what we are doing or what we are trying to do. You remember the cathedral girl? She knew about us. They pushed Henrietta, you know, two stories down and killed her just because they knew.
So it sounds like Mr. Krieg is of the...
incredibly suspiciously.
So it looks like Mr. Krieg and Major Barker are along the same line of going in like we are Shan, correct?
I mean, so far they haven't actually... We've only encountered resistance once we started poking around. Then we generally killed everyone. So... I don't know, I just get the impression they don't actually know who we are otherwise.
We'd already be dead.
Right. All the more reason to not expose ourselves just yet to Timmond.
I mean, it's not like they haven't been trying to kill us, right?
Yeah, but only when
they know who we are. You know, they know who we are. They've been trying to kill us since we started this investigation.
Yeah, wait, but it seems like all the people that have been trying to kill us.
Cast that spell.
Jim, do I?
Sorry, what was the question?
Does Mr. Miller know how to... Do I have that summon Shantak memorized, or I just had it on the paper?
No, you are able to cast that spell.
Could just turn up, summon that, and
see what happens.
Then we can explore his residence, find all his documents. When you cast that thing, are you able to control who it attacks?
I have no information on the spell so far. Jim?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
There you are.
Yes, full control.
Hey, that could always be our backup plan.
Yeah.
It didn't take you long to cast last time.
What was it, like two rounds or something? Three rounds or something like that?
Something like that.
A couple of rounds of chums in, so...
Yeah. Okay. So then... Still, I think the main decision we need to make is, are we going in as just wealthy investors, or are we going in as infested Shan people?
I think wealthy investors.
I would say wealthy investors, we can always throw the Shan in later, you know, drop the pretenses.
Exactly. But the problem is, if we say we're Shan and the Shan comes out and starts to try to speak to us in the Shan language, we're not going to be able to answer.
That right, is, we're going to get no fight anyway.
Say we are Shan. We should,
that is correct.
We should refer correct. To our friends.
Right. You? Well, that's same difference.
How about we work for the same master, something like that?
Or what if we just want, you know, we can play really evil and say, we want to join your cult. We know who you are, and we want to be part of it. And in exchange, we're willing to invest. And see if that got him talking and tell him, you know, you and confront him. You Shan people are not the only ones that have spies. We've been spying on you forever, and we have the resources.
I think that's too risky.
Don't walk in threatening. If we walk in threatening, we will end up dead straight away.
Let's just go in and say something along the lines of, you know, we want to be on the winning side. We want to be a part of this. We're willing to pay the money and just let the greed. You know, he seems to be susceptible to greed. Let his own greed do our job for us. Mm. That's my vote.
Well, I'll wait out front.
My vote would still be to use the progressions for the failed R101, but Mr. Miller defers to the group.
Okay, I'm going to toss my vote in with the Major.
Okay, that makes it unanimous.
Pardon?
That makes it unanimous, but I'm not sure what for. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? We're going to go in, you're going to say some stuff, and then it's all going to go off the rails anyway.
Right.
It's going to be something unexpected.
It's all going to go pear-shaped anyway.
Yeah.
And then they're going to summon the Shoggoth on us. I mean, come on.
That's okay. Exactly. And then I'll summon the Shantak, and then we'll have a nice epic battle.
Exactly.
We'll Shoggoth versus Shantak. Worthy of a monster movie.
As long as it's a TPK, you know, that's all right.
We could probably arrange
that. One person survives with one hit point and needs to restart the entire investigation. That's going to be a pain.
Yeah, might as well just finish yourself off if that happens. All right, so it looks like we're going in as investors that also know of, or I guess we're working with the same, for the same people, quote unquote. I think we'll let the major do the talking.
Oh dear.
With his silver tongue.
He does actually have a high persuade score, so there you go.
So this discussion has taken pretty much all day.
Yeah.
If you're going to make your dinner time, it's time to get going.
Okay.
The major puts on his dress uniform.
The professor.
Okay, so are we going to see you play?
Yeah.
Play good cop, bad cop, saying that I don't want to invest, and see if that if he says something, or are we going with the on the winning side? What is going to be our objective here?
I thought that's what we were just had decided. I think we're going in as working for the same masters, right, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Because if you were going to be not interested in investing because of problems or other things, then we would have to go the investor route, because that would be the important part for that.
Okay, so the major can do the talking for her. We're working for the same masters, and we'll take it from there.
Right.
So, Mayor, you got the lead on this one, then.
Hey, brilliant. I've only got a 40 persuade. I mean, ours is good because I mentioned.
Persuade, but,
I was just good because I mentioned money, and investment.
I have a 0.5 fast talk, so I have a credit rating as well.
I've got credit rating as well.
I've got brass knuckles. I can talk to him.
Say hello to my little friend.
So you drive over. Continuing the discussion of what the hell are we doing?
As per normal with this group?
When you arrive at the address.
There's a Shoggoth waiting.
The address is in an area of Newcastle known as Jesmond, which is the money area. You know, very definitely, very obviously, one of the wealthier areas of the city. Very large houses, bordering on estates. Right. You drive up to the address you were given. It is a large, three-story manor. As you pull up in the driveway, the door opens. And a gentleman steps out that you don't recognize, but he is, very neatly dressed. He looks like a butler kind of fellow. And he waits on the waits just outside the door for y'all to get out of the car and walk up.
Get up. Oh, we'll wait for our man to open the door for us.
Yeah, I'll get out and open the doors. Okay. And close them and get back in.
Okay. Gentlemen, yes, Mr. Roland, Mr. Timmond is waiting for you. If you would just come this way, please.
Thank you. Professor James Cromworth, and these are my associates.
Yes, Professor Cromworth. Mr. Timmond is expecting you. This way, please. He leads you across a large foyer. An elevator, presses the button for the elevator, the door opens, clearly the elevator car was, just right there. If you would please, indicating
thank
that y'all should get into the elevator.
Yes, thank you, my man.
He steps in with you and presses the button for the second floor. So as you saw, this would be the top floor. You can see that there's, you know, that there apparently from the available options on the elevator control panel, there's this ground floor, there's the two floors above it, and then there's a cellar below it as well.
Mm-hmm.
The elevator moves upwards, stops at the top floor, the door opens, the butler steps out. This way, gentlemen, dinner will be served in just a moment. And he indicates for you to follow him, which you do, down a short hallway and into a very large formal dining room.
Wow.
The table is set for 10 people. Mr. Timmon is there. There's, you know, you see a maid bringing in, you know, bowls of soup. Mr. Timmon stands up and comes over to Professor Cromworth and shakes your hand. Good to see you again, Professor. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Timmon, for the invite. And these are my...
Mr. Miller will stick his hand out to shake Timmon's hand.
yes, good to see you again, Mr. Miller.
And you, Mr. Timmon.
And these are your associates.
These are my associates, and I'll introduce them one by one.
Mr. Krieg.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Major Barker. Always a pleasure to meet a military man. Thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you.
He invites you all to sit down. The table is set, you know, very nicely. You know, there's a golden crystal chandelier above it. You know, very fancy tablecloth. You know, high-end china. The silverware is apparently, you know, actual silver. Crystal goblets. Would you like some wine, gentlemen?
Yes. Sure.
Indeed.
Yeah. I will have some water, thank you, Mr. Timmon.
Oh, of course. He kind of waves at the maid. She scampers out. A different maid comes in and pours wine and water. And then the first maid comes back in and serves a bowl of soup to everyone. And dinner proceeds.
Jim, are there other guests there? Or is it,
nope.
Just us?
Just you.
Okay. Just a large table. Okay.
Yes. So dinner is served. It is a very large, formal dinner. You know, kind of a very showy sort of thing. there's some small talk through dinner. Mr. Timmon seems like he's not really interested in, you know, discussing anything, any business until after dinner.
Is the whole house lit up from the outside, or is it only certain rooms where the lights are on?
No, pretty much the whole house is lit.
Okay. I'll just lean against the car and smoke for a while.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is a big, like, semicircle driveway kind of thing?
Yeah, yep.
I'm sure Mr. Boone probably could go in and chill with the other servants.
Yeah, I'm sure I could.
doesn't seem like a good British household would let the driver just sit out there, the butler. Or maybe they would. I'm not sure. Hey, he's a driver. Just let him sit out in the cold.
Exactly.
Plus, you've got your outdoor servants and your indoor servants. You don't want them to mix, do you?
Oh, well, there you go. See, the major knows.
After dinner, Mr. Rowland invites you all to join him in the study for... some port or cognac or whatever your preference for an aperitif is, and we can get down to business, shall we?
Yes,
indeed.
Yes.
He leads you to the study, which is down the hall. it's, you know, nicely appointed. You know, there are some ashtrays sitting around, a number of lamps, very luxurious chairs, and a couple of sofas. There is some artwork on the wall, including a rather large portrait of Mr. Timmon himself, which he sits down in front of. The butler serves, you know, his cognac, port, whatever your scotch, whatever your preference is. So, Professor Cromworth, what sort of investment did you have in mind?
Well, I'll let the major describe, because he is the brains behind our financial situation. And I'm just one of the main investors. Major?
Oh, of course. Major Barker, yes?
yes, Mr. Timman. Well, you seem like a man who, well, business. Let's get down to business. We are interested in making a substantial donation to your project. We would just have one condition attached.
Well, I have a number of projects. Which one in particular would you be interested in?
Just say we would like a round-the-world trip.
As you say that, he looks at Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller, I did tell you people that that there was no more room, yes?
Yes, well...
You did, indeed.
Our benefactors have been rather strict on that point, but we are willing to increase the level of our financial contribution.
Sorry, it's not a matter of financial contribution. All the spots are already taken.
Is there truly no amount that could purchase a place?
I'm afraid not. Seating has been booked for a long time now.
Well, that is quite unfortunate to hear, Mr. Timmond. I brought these investors for you, some from quite so far away.
Yes, well, that's terribly unfortunate.
Now, I'm sorry to have to clarify this, Jim. And he is talking about... I'm assuming he's assuming that we are talking about passage on the R101.
You are welcome to assume whatever you like.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
How thick are the doors in here and walls?
It is an old house, so you know it's fairly sturdy. You know, it's a stone house. The door is a heavy oaken door.
Is there a key in the lock to the study?
Do you want there to be one?
Yeah.
Party luck roll.
Not me.
Well, I used to be the lowest, I think, but now I'm 65.
Oh, okay. I got a 70.
Mine's 50.
You look at mine. 45. So that's me, I guess.
Mr. Krieg.
That's a 55. Sorry, guys.
Nope. Apparently not.
I sure can do it. May you.
Yeah, I suppose. Where is Mr. Timmons sitting? Is he sitting?
He is sitting in front of his portrait, which is directly opposite the door to the study, on the far side of the room.
Major's going to get up and start pacing around and walk over a bit closer to Mr. Timmons.
Examine
one of the paintings.
If we're going to invest a substantial amount of money but not get a chance to fly on the inaugural flight, may we at least get a tour of the facility, all the facilities, and see what our investment's buying us?
Well, I would be happy to arrange that for you, but unfortunately I don't have any pull with the Germans to make that happen.
The Germans.
But you can communicate with them.
No. Okay, so that's not happening here.
No, I don't have any. As far as I know, we don't have any. I don't have any contact in the in Friedrichshafen.
Indeed. What facilities do you have overall in England?
Oh, I have a number of works throughout the country. Perhaps if you wanted to have a bridge built somewhere, I could.
Can the Major approach Mr. Timmon from behind his chair?
With or without him being suspicious?
Without him being suspicious.
Sneak.
Sneak. Da-da-da. That is... I need to pull up my character sheet again. A success.
That's good, because if it fails, it will definitely be suspicious.
Yes, and so you're able to kind of get around behind him, between him and his portrait, and he apparently doesn't notice. He's too busy talking with Mr. Krieg and the professor.
Okay.
Mr. Craig, what do you think?
Well, this is quite a disappointment, I can tell you that. I don't know how to proceed.
Yes.
Maybe...
Craig, I believe you had some calculations.
Yeah, Mr. Miller, you have them with you, right?
I can have them with me if you guys gave them to me. Yeah, so, well...
Somebody Mr. has Timmond. Them, yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Timmond, I was looking over some of these notes here that Mr. Krieg had from one of his contacts. And,
what role would it be while he's distracted to sneak up behind Mr. Timmond, cover his mouth so he can't scream, and put the stun gun against his neck and knock him unconscious?
Grapple.
Grapple. Just, okay. And if I succeeded, would he be unconscious?
Well, if you're... You mean the nerve whip? You've never seen the nerve whip actually knock someone unconscious.
But it could incapacitate him so someone could brain him with something heavy and, yes. and knock him unconscious.
He reaches over to take the notes. Ah, yes. I have some similar calculations. Just a moment. Let me get these. He stand at which point he stands up.
Oops.
I'll just step out in the way.
Turns. Ah, Major Barker. Didn't see you there.
Oh, that's a lovely office you have here.
Yes, thank you. Do you like the portrait? I had it done a few years ago.
Oh, you must tell me who your artist is.
If you would excuse me just a moment, Mr. Barker. He reaches to the portrait in. You know, pulls it, and it, like, swings open, and you can see there's a safe set into the wall behind it.
Very nice.
He steps up to the safe. It's got a dial combination, and starts spinning it. You can all make spot hidden roll.
Now, okay. if that's not a mark of high society, having a wall safe behind a painting, I don't know what is.
44, which is a success.
38 failure. For Mr. Miller. That's a success for Mr. Miller.
Everyone who succeeds in the spot hidden can make an int times 3.
Ooh, that's an impale with an 05.
Mr. Miller, you are absolutely certain that you saw see the combination he uses to open the safe.
Very nice. I'll just kind of. Since he's got his back turned, I'll just look at everyone and kind of wink.
he opens the safe, and y'all can see that there's some stacks of paper in there. He slides out partway a particular folder. You can all make spot hidden rolls.
That's a success. Ooh, by one.
Success here.
Another failure.
Those of you who succeed, catch a glimpse on the cover of the folder is an 8-pointed star that you have seen before. He slips out a sheet of paper, puts the folder back in the safe, closes the safe, and turns around and presents it to... Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller, you can see that this is a very similar set of calculations to the one that you already have, although much neater, much more organized.
Okay.
You may make an idea roll.
Does engineering drawing help?
Not yet.
Okay. Idea. That's a success with a 25.
Having seen the letters in Cardington, you can see that these notes and calculations... are written in the same hand, which you would presume to be Roland Timmons himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've done the calculations. As you can see, the R-101 really has no chance of making it. It's the Graf Zeppelin for us. The Germans have done a much better job, I'm afraid.
Is there anything heavy to hand?
Certainly.
Probably has a globe.
There's lamps. There's probably, a bust of Shakespeare. There's...
Yeah, I'm going to pick up the bust and I'm going to whack him over the back of the head with it.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll anything. Will, however, roll for Mr. Timon. He staggers to his knees, but he's not unconscious.
I'm going to get down and basically shove a napkin in his mouth and gag him and get the others, point to them to tie him to something.
I'm going to rush towards the door to make sure that...
that's a good idea.
And basically he'll block the door.
And then once we've tied him to a chair, I'm going to sprinkle a circle of arnica.
You're going to try to punch him and knock the air out of him. And that's a 0-8.
Oh my god, what have we done?
Sam Miller is just kind of standing there going, what? Okay. What did I get? It's thinking to himself, what did I get myself into with these people?
Wow.
Okay, so the major is sprinkling some arnica.
Yeah, bar all the doors.
I presume there's going to be a ceremony here in a moment.
There is.
Okay, so you're casting your cast out shame. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you know, that takes a good hour.
How many doors are there?
Just the one.
Just the one. Okay.
Yep.
Can someone else do the point of pow this time? Because.
Okay, I can do it.
Mr. Miller would also be able to assist you if you needed him to. You would just have to give him the sheet.
You don't want me to lose a point of power, because if I start losing power, then I can't cast heal.
Yeah, I would keep you with that.
So the hour progresses. You guys just working on the spell? No one's going to do anything else?
I'm going to go open the safe.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm listening at the door, keeping an eye out in the area for...
Okay. So as they are casting the cast out Shan, Mr. Miller, you open the safe. As I said, there's some stacks of papers and folders and so forth.
All right. I will start looking through them... discerningly.
You find they appear to just, there's some contracts, some letters. You find the folder that he pulled out earlier that has a 8-pointed star on it that Mr. Krieg, standing at your side, recognizes. We've seen that before.
Interesting. What does this star mean, Mr. Krieg?
Mr. Krieg maybe remembers, I don't.
Seems like some symbol someone might wear or use as a standard. Regardless, I'll look inside and see what's inside the folder.
Okay, there's a couple things inside the folder. The first thing is a sheet of paper printed on one side. Just a second. Let me give you. It looks like this.
Come on, internet. Don't fail me now. Oh. Interesting. Pyramids are too few and have too short a range here. Even with recharging, they are very weak and must be used sparingly. Okay, so now we know what those Shan pyramid things were. Air vessels give us a unique opportunity. If construction is monitored, the crew infiltrated by first flight and agents in place for fueling en route, I think it's supposed to be the risks are minimal. With maximum fuel, minimum payload, plus the device, range and speed should be adequate. No more need be made until after the flight trials.
What is the device? Ominous.
Yes. Maybe it's the coffee pot thing that the doctor had that you guys now have in his doctor bag in your trunk.
Nah.
There's a second sheet of paper that looks like this. It is typed.
Paper in the safe number 2. reasons for transfer from R101 to the L7127 Graf Zeppelin. L7127 is due to leave first.
That's LZ.
Oh, LZ.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It is going around the world anyway. Minimum required interference means maximizing chance of success. The LZ-127 is a more sound design. There are increasing doubts about the R-101, both with design and management / political interference. Eckner has a good reputation and track record. Okay, new person of interest, Eckner. And the R-101 remains as a backup. The nest there will not be eliminated for the present. Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome. Signed by J.C., whoever that is.
There's a handwritten letter that reads as such.
Your place has been secured, in the usual manner, via temporary agents. The carrier has been selected. You will only substitute if the carrier is damaged beyond use.
And that letter is actually addressed directly to Mr. Timmon, and it is signed by a John Kerrigan, and an address for John Kerrigan, and below his signature is an address, which looks like it's the address of whoever this Kerrigan fellow is, the address being in Whitley Bay, which you recognize as being a suburb of Newcastle.
And it's Kerrigan with a C.
Yep. In addition, there is a single ticket for one person, unnamed, for the Graf Zeppelin's round the world trip, and one ticket for the Orient Express from Paris to Friedrichshafen.
Now that's a different story. Different story.
Yes, let's all go on the Orient Express.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I will inform the group of all this information. Quite a wealth of information.
Once we're done with the chanting.
Yes, once you gentlemen get done with Mr. Timmon there, having your fun.
The hour passes. Can I get a party luck roll again?
Okay.
Come on, you can do it, Randall.
0, 0, and 0.
Oh! Of course. The German luck roll. You're going high, not low, right?
Yeah, it's backwards.
After about 45 minutes of the ceremony, the door rattles as if somebody's trying to open it, and then there's a knock on the door. Mr. Timmon.
I'll call out. Excuse us for a minute. We're in the middle of some discussions.
The door rattles more strongly. Mr. Timmon, is everything all right? Mr. Timmon!
And we then just need to finish this, then he can...
And then there's a pounding at the door.
Going to carry on chanting.
I'll hold the door. Is there anything near me that I can grab to use as a club?
Probably.
I'll grab something.
Shakespeare.
Like a candlestick or something, like, you know, silver candlesticks.
So we're about 15 minutes away from completion of the thing, of the...
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Miller will say, don't worry, gentlemen, I'll handle this. I'll go, just close the door behind me real quick when I go out. I'm sure it's a... Is it a female voice? Is it one of the maids that's pounding?
No, it's a male voice.
Okay, never mind.
We will cut from there, actually, out to Mr. Boone.
All right.
Mr. Boone, you've been out at your car for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Hungry.
When a young man comes out of the house, comes over to you, excuse me, sir, your party would like to see you, if you would care to step in the house.
I'm sorry, what? My. Oh, sure. And I guess, follow him in. This is the butler or somebody else?
It's somebody else.
Okay.
He looks like, you know, a junior butler, gardener, generic driver,
okay.
A younger fellow. They're upstairs in the study. It's right here through the elevator.
Nice. Everyone is infected here.
I'm going to end up in the cellar. Okay. So he's going into the elevator?
Yep.
Okay. I'll follow him in.
Okay.
You can feel another character lost.
He presses a button on the panel and jumps out of the elevator very quickly as the door slides shut.
Can I follow him?
You can make a dex times 3 roll. All
right. So that is 32, and my dex is 13, so that's a pass.
Okay. You're able to, you know, get a foot in the door, that kind of thing.
Okay.
He turns around and tries to punch you.
Okay, he hits the elevator door. That's fine.
Well, you know, he's, like, trying to push you back through the door, right?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
I will obviously try not to have that succeed.
He's, you know, trying to push you back in the elevator. You're trying to hold the elevator door open and presumably push your way out.
Yeah, or punch him in the face. I'd do that too. I mean, does the elevator door open up again once it hits my foot, or like what's the?
No, it's.
That's an old-fashioned thing.
Yes.
So yeah, I guess that would be
forced your way out.
Yep. So I'm going to try to force my way out while he's forcing his way, forcing me not in, out, whatever.
Okay. What is your strength?
13.
Okay. I will give you the roll since you are the player. You have a 40% chance of not being pushed back into the elevator.
Okay. Apparently, I'm pushed back into the elevator.
Okay. As you are, the door shuts.
Is there an emergency stop button?
There is not.
Okay.
The elevator rattles its way down.
Okay.
One floor. The door opens.
I pull my pistol out of my pocket.
And you can see yourself. You can see that there you are in a large cellar. From what you can see, it's quite dark. There's one light bulb kind of in the middle of this area, but it looks like the cellar is very, very large, like the entire ground plan of the house. You know, there's a number of pillars and you know, what look like some structural walls, and just this one light bulb kind of dangling in the middle, so there's a lot of darkness, a lot of shadow.
Okay, I'm going to stand in the elevator and press a button that looks like it might take me to the first floor.
Nothing happens as you do.
Okay, so I'm just standing in an open elevator.
Yep.
What buttons are there on the elevator?
There's one for the cellar, one for the ground floor, one for the first floor, and one for the second floor.
And then no door open, door close, call, any of that kind of stuff. Just a private elevator, four buttons.
Correct.
Is there a ceiling opening thing?
No, there is not.
Not yet. All right. Now, this is an old-fashioned elevator that has the door to the elevator, and then outside of it, it has the door that would be part of the house, or is there just the one?
There's just the one door.
Just the one door that's the elevator door. So that door moves up and down with the cage.
Right.
And it's a...
No, I'm sorry. The door is not attached to the elevator. The door is on the wall. The elevator itself doesn't have the door.
Okay. And then, so as I came down, I was actually looking at the wall of the elevator shaft, and it was moving up past me.
That is correct.
And then this door, before it opened, is a solid door?
Yep. Correct.
All right. And is it a single door or two doors that come together in the middle?
It's a single door.
And if it was solid, you wouldn't be able to see that there's any light in the basement and just a door.
Well, no, the door opened. No, right. The door opened as soon as we landed.
Right.
As soon as they came down. So I would like to... interesting choice, which one I think is more valuable. What do I have? I'm just looking for a door jam, and I'm thinking my shoes are not ideal, but that the gun might work pretty well. I'm going to, that's stupid. I'm going to take my shoes off and place them to keep the door open a few inches. I sort of have an idea of how hard the door presses, and it didn't break my hand, so I'm assuming some shoes will keep it from closing all the way.
Okay.
And then I will...
The door generally doesn't appear to be in any hurry to be closing.
Yeah, I've noticed that, which is odd. And it presumably means the elevator won't be going anywhere. But... because it would be odd for the elevator to go up with the door open, but I will put the shoes in the way there, and I guess step out.
Okay.
In my feet.
It is dark. Like I say, there's just the one light bulb in the center of this big area, casting shadows everywhere. Spot hidden roll.
55 is a failure.
Okay.
And this is what are the walls closest to me seem like? Stone or?
Stone. Yep.
Okay. And the floor
the better.
To not hear anything? and the floor is also stone or dirt?
It is stone.
Okay. Stone, okay. I guess I will, I'll head out the elevator door to my right and walk along the wall and see what I see.
Okay.
Got brass knuckles and a pistol ready.
Okay. Spot hidden roll.
That's a success.
Success by how much?
37 out of 50.
37 out of 50. Okay. You see a number of shadows.
Are they moving?
Not that you can tell.
But it's not obvious what's casting them?
Well, there's just the one light bulb, but then there's
in the middle of the room.
Right. But then there's a number of structural walls and pillars.
Okay, okay. Can I hear anything?
Can you make a listen?
I can certainly roll. No, 61 out of 50.
Nope, it's pretty quiet down here.
Okay. Well, I will continue cautiously going along this wall and look behind me and every few steps and see what I can see.
Okay.
Until I get to a corner or some other thing of interest.
As you make your way about halfway down the wall, make another spot hidden roll.
Nope.
Okay. Never mind then. however, from behind one of the pillars, something leaps out at you.
Okay.
Something much bigger than you are.
Mm.
Vaguely human-ish in appearance, bipedal.
Okay.
But with kind of a long, distended head, big, sharp teeth that sink into your shoulder.
Ouch.
But apparently not too deeply, because it only does 1 point of damage.
All right. Am I in some way caught up in it, or am I free to try to run?
You are free to try to run.
Okay. I'm going to run back into the elevator if I can.
As you turn to run, whatever this thing is apparently just as fast as you are.
Okay.
And it kicks out and trips you.
Okay. Can I do anything about that? Dex?
You may attempt a dodge.
Dodge, okay.
In which case you still aren't running away, but you'll at least not be falling on the ground.
Okay, that failed as well.
Okay, you fall on the ground.
Awesome. I use my somersaulting ability to continue.
Next round, you can make a sand roll, as you can see this large size 26-ish horrible human vaguely looking creature about to pounce on you.
Yeah, I can fail that one as well. No problem.
That'll be a D8.
Ooh, brilliant. Okay. That would be one. Not very exciting. Okay. Can I unload my pistol into it, I guess.
You are welcome to do so.
So I have three shots. And it's short range, so, I mean, point-blank range. So that is a 50, which is a... So how does the impale work? So my handgun's a 70, point-blank is 140, but only 80 or 90 or whatever it is. So is a 50 half of 140? No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that's a success. And another success. And a 33, which is not an impale. So three successes.
Okay.
And I think the impale is just based off of your normal skill, right?
Normal
even if
one,
you're
right?
Point blank.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. So do you need them separated out?
Nope.
Okay, 12.
Okay. The creature roars in pain.
Not as much pain as I'm going to roar in.
and kind of dives on you, kind of, you know, trying to grab you, give you a bite again, but misses.
All right.
So the two of you are kind of so you're kind of rolling around on the ground with this horrible thing, shooting it. It's trying to bite at you with its long, pointy, ugly teeth. But missing, your go.
I think what I would... Wait, that's a tough call. Would I get any sort of point-blank bonus with the Nerve Whip?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to shoot it again.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, since you're rolling around on the ground with it, you're not really going to be able to swap the...
Right.
Let me put the pistol away here and...
I was thinking if I could reach in. All right, so that's three more successes. And the end of my ammunition, of course. Or 18.
The creature's body shudders, and it lets out another roar, and then it kind of slumps on top of you and stops moving.
I push it off and look and crawl up to my standingness. Up to my feet, and look around carefully to see if there are more of these things about to jump me.
Okay. And I think that's a good place to end it for today.
And then I reload.
Nice one.
Holy cow.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
I thought it was all over with that missed spot hidden, just like the doctor.
It is, but...
What a time to... To get 000 on
the yeah.
Oh, right.
What I call timing.
You mean perfect for the story? I agree.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Whew.
Mr. Boone is trapped, is locked in a cellar with at least one something horrible nastiness. And the rest of you are locked in a study with somebody beating at the door as you try to cast out a Shan that may or may not be there from Rolling Timmy.
Wonderful. Oh,
excellentness.
We'll find out next time.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, did he survive?
So is it now Monday, June 31st? First, or did we make it all the way to Tuesday?
It's actually Monday, July 1st.
July 1st, I mean, right? Yes,
yes.
Of course.
Yep.
Okay. Whew.
And just all as right. just as an aside, since you guys found the ticket for the Graf Zeppelin is due to depart Friedrichshafen on August 1st.
Okay. Did he survive?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, for now.
So far.
Good stuff, guys.
Right.
Great.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah,
thank you.
Have a good week, guys. We'll talk to you next weekend.
You too.
Speak to you next week.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Later.